Now, y'all gather close, 'cause this here's a story that ain't just a tale. It's a warning, a truth passed down through generations round these parts, whispered by them that know better than to go wandering too deep in the woods alone. Well, out in the wilds of eastern Kentucky, where the land rises up in jagged cliffs and hollers run so deep, sunlight barely touches the bottom, something roams, something big, something old. It ain't just a shadow flickering through the trees or some varmint making a ruckus in the brush. No, sir, this thing is real, and if you ever lock eyes with it, you best pray it don't take an interest in you. Well, now, welcome to Kentucky Melody's Scary Stories from Kentucky, where we spin yarns about ghostly haints, creepy hollers, and spine-chilling legends from deep in the hills. So grab a chair, dim them lights, and let's dig into something spooky. Now, this here's the story of the Hillbilly Beast. Some say it's kin to Bigfoot, but that don't do it justice. Nah, this ain't no shy lumbering critter that scampers off when a man comes near. This thing is something else. Bigger, meaner, smarter. It don't run from a fight. It owns these woods, and if it don't want you there, you ain't gonna be there for long. Now, let me tell you how folks know when the hillbilly beast is close. It don't just come barreling through the trees all loud and reckless like some dumb animal. Oh, no. First thing that happens, the whole forest goes quiet. And I mean dead quiet. No crickets, no whippoorwills, no wind rustling the leaves. Just that thick, unnatural stillness that makes the hair on your arms stand up, like the whole world's holding its breath. Then comes the smell. It's like death itself crawled up from the ground, rotten meat mixed with sulfur, thick and suffocating. Some say it's the stench of something that don't belong in this world. Others reckon it's the beast's way of marking its land. Either way, by the time you smell it, it's already too late to turn back. Then there's the eyes. Ain't nothing natural about them eyes. Folks say they burn like embers, glowing deep orange even in the blackest night. And they ain't just watching. They're peering into you, like they're reading your thoughts, deciding whether you're worth the trouble of chasing. Now, some say if you stare too long, you feel your whole body go cold. Like that fear gets down in your bones and don't let go. A few poor souls claim they froze up right where they stood. Couldn't move. Couldn't breathe. Like the beast had some kind of hold on them. And if you don't take that first warning and turn tail, that's when it lets out a scream. It ain't no regular howl, no cougar's cry or owl's hoot. This is something else entirely. It's a gut-rattling, bone-shaking roar that don't just echo. It cuts through the night air, so loud it makes the trees tremble. Ain't nothing natural about it. It don't just scare you. It unsettles you, like it weren't meant to be heard by mortal ears. And if you still ain't got the sense to leave, that's when it comes crashing through the brush, moving faster than anything that big ought to move. Now, let me tell you, this here creature ain't just big, it's unnatural. 8, 10, maybe 12 feet tall, thick with matted black fur, broad as an old oak, and strong enough to tear a man in two. But it don't move, like no bear, no man, nothing we know. It glides through them trees like a shadow, disappearing and reappearing without a sound. 1 second it's there, the next it's gone, like it's slipping between this world and something else entirely. Hunters tried tracking it. Ain't never worked. Footprints disappear mid-stride. Bullets don't seem to do nothing. Dogs won't even get near where it's been. So, if you want to talk about where the hillbilly beast calls home, you best be ready to step off them beaten paths and into the kind of wilderness most folks don't dare wander. We're talking deep in the untamed backwoods of eastern Kentucky, where the trees grow so thick even the sunlight struggles to squeeze through. Where the land don't just feel old, it is old, ancient, untouched. A place where the hills rise up steep like the bones of the earth itself, jagged cliffs and deep hollers stretching far beyond where any road'll take you. And it ain't just the trees and the hills, it's the caves. Kentucky's got one of the biggest cave systems in the world, tunnels running miles beneath your feet, twisting into blackness where no sunlight ever touches. Ain't no telling what's lurking down there. Some folks believe the hillbilly beast don't just roam the land. It lives beneath it, slipping in and out of them tunnels, disappearing like a ghost soon as you try to track it. So, let me ask you, if something that big can vanish without a trace, where do y'all reckon it goes? And if them caves go deep enough that no man's ever explored them all, who's to say we ain't just scratching the surface of what really lurks in the dark? Now, in 2010, the History Channel's Monster Quest did a full investigation, scoring reports from eyewitnesses who swore up and down they'd seen the creature with their own eyes. They even collected photographic evidence, recorded strange guttural vocalizations, and tried to figure out whether this thing was just another Bigfoot or something a whole lot meaner. But let me tell you something. You don't need no fancy TV crew to prove this thing's real. Ask the old-timers. Ask the hunters, the moonshiners, the fishermen who spent their nights near the rivers and caves. They'll tell you what they've seen. A shadow taller than any man, eyes that burn in the dark, a howling scream that makes your blood run cold. Plenty of folks have run into the hillbilly beast near waterways, claiming it watches from the trees, lurks just out of reach, and sometimes ain't afraid to make itself known. There's stories of folks hearing it crashing through the brush, leaving footprints bigger than any bear, and even showing aggression when a man gets too close. Some say it's just guarding its land. Others say it don't take kindly to outsiders. But one thing's for sure, this ain't no legend that's been lost to time. The hillbilly beast is alive in the stories, the sightings, and the echoes that carry through these Kentucky hills. Now, city folks might laugh at a story like this, but round here, folks still see it, still hear them tree knocks, still catch a glimpse of them smoldering eyes just beyond the tree line. Ain't no old folk tale. This thing's still out there, watching. Now just listen to one eyewitness, Rob Carter, tell his account of what happened late one evening.
Now let me tell y'all something straight. I ain't the kind of man that scares easy. I've been hunting these Kentucky hills since I was knee-high to a grasshopper. Grew up running these hollers. Know every trail, every creek, every place a buck might bed down. But what I saw that night? That was the night I learned some things out here. Ain't meant to be hunted. It was late fall. A crisp night. Good for tracking. I was up past Widow's Ridge, following the trail of a big old buck I'd been after for days. Had my rifle, my flashlight, and my gut telling me I was real close. Then all of a sudden, the woods went dead silent. Now, I ain't talking about the kind of quiet where the wind dies down. I mean silent, like something had sucked the sound right out of the air. No crickets, no frogs, not even a single leaf rustling. Just nothing. That's when I smelled it. Lord Almighty, I ain't never smelled nothing like it in my life. It was thick, heavy, like wet fur mixed with blood and rotten eggs, sitting in the air like a fog. I gagged, pulled my coat up over my nose, but it didn't help. My gut was screaming at me to turn back, but something deep down made me freeze in place. Then I heard it. A low, rumbling growl, so deep I could feel it vibrating in my chest. I swung my flashlight toward the trees, and that's when I saw them eyes, burning orange, staring right at me. Now, I seen plenty of critters at night, coyotes, deer, even the occasional bear, but this weren't no damn animal. It was standing there, half shrouded by the trees, but I could see enough to know it was big. Bigger than a man. Bigger than any bear I'd ever seen. 10, maybe 12 feet tall, broad-shouldered, covered in thick, matted fur, blacker than a coal mine. But it weren't just the size. It was the way it moved. Slow. Deliberate. Like it knew I weren't no threat. I raised my rifle, but something in me knew. I could have emptied every damn round into that thing, and it wouldn't have mattered. Then it took a step forward. Branches snapped under its weight. My breath hitched. My hands started shaking. I ain't proud to admit it, but I ain't never felt fear like that before. And then, right when I thought I might be able to back away real slow, it screamed. Lord have mercy. I ain't never heard nothing like it. It weren't no coyote, weren't no bobcat, weren't nothing natural. It was deep and guttural, like a wild hog, mixed with a man's dying breath, loud enough to shake the trees and rattle my bones straight down to my soul. That was it. I ran. I ain't never run so damn fast in my life. Didn't stop, didn't look back, didn't even slow down till I damn near dove into my truck. Slammed the doors, locked them, and just sat there, hands shaking, on the wheel, heart hammering in my chest. I ain't been back to them woods since, and the worst part, some nights, when the wind is just right, I swear I can still hear it.
So next time you find yourself alone in the deep woods and the world around you goes still, you best listen real close. If the air turns heavy, if the smell of death starts creeping in, if you feel something watching from the shadows, don't run, don't scream. Just turn around real slow and get the hell out of there. 'Cause if the hillbilly beast don't want you in its woods, you ain't making it out in one piece. So tell me, what do y'all think? Is the hillbilly beast just an oversized Bigfoot? Or is it something far older, far darker, and far more dangerous? Have you or someone you know ever come face to face with something in the woods that just didn't feel right? Ever had that gut-churning feeling that something was watching you, even when you couldn't see a damn thing? Maybe you heard tree knocks, smelled that god-awful stench, or felt the air go dead still, like the whole forest was holding its breath. Or maybe you got lucky and made it out of them woods with a story that still don't make sense to this day. Drop your stories in the comments below. We want to hear them. So, is it a lost relic from a time before man? Some cursed spirit bound to the hills? Or something that don't even belong to this world at all? Whatever it is, one thing's for sure. It ain't done making itself known. And if you want to hear more bone-chilling tales from the heart of Kentucky, make sure you subscribe to Kentucky Melody. 'Cause trust me, there's plenty more where this came from. But be careful now. Once you start listening to the woods, sometimes the woods start listening to you.